Track 7. Next, we have the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
The Literacy Trust is looking for volunteers to join its school readers scheme in Norfolk. The programme was founded in 2013 to provide reading support for primary schools. Penny Hubbard started reading in Hunstanton Primary School for 2 hours a week in 2022 and has become a keen supporter of the charity. She said, "It's a win-win for everyone. Reading with the children is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. I love seeing how they progress and the confidence they gain. It's particularly special when a child starts off being reluctant to read out loud, but is racing to raise their hand to be the first after a few weeks." Sarah Jones, deputy head at Hunstanton Primary School, is delighted with the partnership with school readers. "It's a fantastic opportunity. The children strike up a positive relationship with their volunteer reader, which enhances their general well-being as well as their reading skills." To find out more about volunteering or supporting school readers, visit schoolreaders.org.
Priscilla Bacon Partnership. Creek Abbey's Plant Lovers' Day returns on Saturday the 18th of May from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, offering plants from more than 25 of the region's finest specialist nurseries. Entrance is £5 and all proceeds will be donated to Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity. The new £12.5 million Priscilla Bacon Lodge supports those affected by terminal or life-limiting illness. It's home to a state-of-the-art palliative care unit and a well-being centre. There's a garden filled with plants to ensure patients and their families can be amid nature at a critical time. Priscilla, Lady Bacon, who led the first county-wide campaign for the first hospice for Norfolk, was a great plants woman. Susan Bacon, her daughter-in-law and patron of the Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity, carries on this passion.
Make a difference to a young person's life. Fostering can transform the lives of vulnerable children and young people and be hugely rewarding. Nexus Fostering is looking for people in Norfolk who are interested in becoming carers to get in touch. The process begins with an informal chat with experienced fostering advisors, where you can find out more about what it entails. Before filling in the application form, there's also a home visit, which is the chance to discuss the different types of fostering the support provided. The assessment process includes background and reference checks. Taking part in a Skills to Foster course and preparation for a panel interview with the agency decision maker who approves applications to become a foster carer. Then carers work closely with a dedicated social worker and placements team to ensure that foster carers are well matched with a child or young person who needs them. Contact Nexus Fostering on 01603 811 118. Or visit nexusfostering.co.uk/Norfolk.